this time, I'd like to call on Professor Sandra DeGroot, who is the chair of the University Senate's conference, to present about this upcoming year.
Thank you for having me here today and giving me the opportunity to speak on behalf of the University Senate's conference. I did something wrong here. Sorry. For some background on who we are, the University Senate's Conference is a governing and advisory body consisting of elected representatives from each of the three university senates in Chicago, Springfield, and Urbana-Champaign. USC provides an avenue of communication among the senates of the three universities and determines whether actions by any of the senates require implementation or further action by system-level officers or the senate. We also provide advice on revisions to the statutes and general rules, which I'll talk more about in a moment. In addition, the University Senate's conference acts as an advisory group to the Board of Trustees through the president. We meet regularly with the president and the executive vice president to discuss system-wide initiatives and issues. Before I go on, I want to acknowledge our executive committee members. And also the full USC committee, made up of 20 professors from all three universities who donate their time to be on USC and engage in the work of shared governance. If you can count quickly, you'll notice that there are only 18 names up there, but we are currently working on electing new representatives. Over the past year, we've had the opportunity to engage with the president and his administration over the development of the Discovery Partners Institute. USC has provided input reflecting our vision of what shared governance of DPI should look like and the need for support and approval from our faculty through the Senate. We have watched DPI evolve from when we first heard it proposed to most recently IBHE's approval of it as a temporary institute of the University of Illinois system. We see our opportunity for engagement and the input on DPI is a prime example of how shared governance works. We appreciated the opportunity for input, and as a result, we can share more in the excitement as DPI continues to advance. We look forward to continuing these conversations in the upcoming year related to DPI and other academic or research initiatives occurring at the systems level. So it seems for many years now, USC and the Senate have been engaged in making proposed revisions to the statutes and general rules. We have reviewed and revised proposed changes at USC and sent these on to our respective university senates for further discussion and suggested revisions before returning them to USC. So I've been asked to let you know and really give you a heads up that the culmination of all of this, through the result of the culmination of all of this, the board through the president, we'll be receiving these important proposed revisions to the statutes and general rules this academic year. These changes in some cases address the removal of ambiguity or confusion. In other cases, they'll be more substantive. These changes also reflect UIC, UIUC, and UIS moving from being referred to as campuses to universities, and the university moving to be called the U of I system. We welcome working with you to bring this process to a conclusion. USC will soon be having a retreat of our own, and we have brainstormed on what we will discuss. One of the ideas that emerged was exploring potential changes to research and scholarship in the digital age. A growing term is open science, and this includes not only making publications openly accessible, but also making other outputs of research, such as data sets, or even providing the data analysis itself available to view and interact. Some of the reasons behind the push for more openness include reproducible science, and the perspective that publicly funded research belongs to society and everyone should be able to use it. Other potential topics that emerge as possibility includes new forms of digital scholarship, peer review in the digital age, responsible use of metrics, and the role of the University of Illinois in preparing teachers in Illinois. Our conversations will allow us to come away with a broader understanding of these concepts and challenges. USC would like to take a moment to thank the president, the administration, and the board for all their efforts to keep the University of Illinois on the forefront during what has been some challenging times in Illinois. Focus has remained on growing and strengthening the U of I system and its universities, and while there's still more to do, we continue to get positive news from President Killeen related to innovation, recruitment, and enrollment. To that end, we look forward to further opportunities to work together for the greater the good of the university through our continued participation, engaging the principles of shared governance. Thank you for your time today. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Questions for Professor DeGroote?
Thank you.
Thank you, Professor. I'd like to say that without question, this board appreciates the history of shared governance with the faculty here, and understand that our outstanding faculty is our lifeblood that makes these universities what they are. And we appreciate your input. Thank you.